This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Strictly Anonymous on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow the Strictly Anonymous Podcast on Twitter, follow the show at Strict Anonymous, me at Cartoon Therapy. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. If you can write a review. If you want to be on the show, this is a call-in advice show where I talk to total strangers about all kinds of things while they remain totally anonymous. I change most people's voices. Most people don't really know that because everyone's voices sound normal, but I do change, well, I would say 90% of my callers' voices. So if you want to call in and talk about a secret life or a naughty life or just get advice about something, I love to help people and I think I have good advice, but it's unprofessional. But sometimes that's good because professional people sometimes can't tell you what to do. They just have to listen to you. I'll tell you what the fuck to do. So if you want to call in and be a guest on the show, send me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. Today I have on Jeff. I have him back on. Right after we taped his first episode, he was the Jehovah Witness who him and his wife turned into swingers. They went from that to being swingers. Over time. That was a really great episode. But I realized at the end of that call that I totally forgot about his whole pantyhose fetish and how he started taking pictures of his wife in pantyhose and posted them online on Tumblr and turned it into like a big and got a really large presence and following on there. And they've been super successful at that. So I was like, oh my God, let's do a whole other podcast just talking about that. And that's what this is. This is Jeff talking about how he turned his fetish for pantyhose into a successful online story or a successful online platform. I don't know what the fuck. Sometimes I don't know what I'm saying, but I don't want to start over and tape this, so I'm just going to keep going. he was like really into pantyhose. He couldn't find what he wanted online, so he created with his wife and he started posting that stuff online, and it turned out that there was a lot of people just like him that really fucking liked what he was doing, and he started to get a lot of likes, a lot of followers, and they have a huge online presence now, and they started to monetize it recently. We talk about all that kind of stuff. So this is like, will be interesting podcast for people that like are into pantyhose and they could hear about how he turned it into something that he makes money. But it's also like interesting for anybody that's interested in sort of creating their own online social media platform to hear how it sort of happened and how it goes and how you can eventually make some money doing it. At the end of this all, because his Instagram account is currently locked and private, I was like, and he didn't want to give information on his Tumblr or his Instagram account, but he gave a lot of clues in the episode of like that. Well, I think they're clues because I always think like a detective. So I was like, I sort of propositioned him at the end of the podcast to do a contest for the Strictly Anonymous listeners. And the contest is this. Anybody who's able to find him, either on Tumblr, but I'm sure if you find the Tumblr, you could find the Instagram. Anyone that could find him on Tumblr or Instagram, send him a direct message and tell him that you figured it out and you're a Strictly Anonymous podcast listener, and he will send you a free pair of his wife's personalized pantyhose. She'll wear them all day. She'll take a picture. She'll send them to you so you know for sure that she wore them all day, and those will be yours for free for figuring out and being the first person that finds them online through the things that he says on this podcast. I think it's possible. I'm like, I want to do it too, but I can't win the contest, right? Though I don't know anything more than you guys know, but that's the contest. Try to figure it out. We talk more about that at the end, so there's like more details, but I think like what I just said is basically it. Go fucking find him. But before you do that, listen to the whole episode so you could get clues and hear all about his whole pantyhose fetish. I'll be right back on with Jeff.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? To anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.
Hey Jeff, welcome back to the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
It's nice to be back with you.
Yeah, well, when we last spoke, I realized like right at the end, you're the Jehovah Witness guy who like was a Jehovah Witness, right? I think the title was like, you used to be a Jehovah Witness, now you're swingers. And it's like, and that was like a big jump, right? But on your first episode, we talked all about like that stuff. But then I remembered right at the end that you had this whole pantyhose thing and what, and that's like a fetish of yours. And you, it turned into something that you and your wife sort of turned into a website, right? Like, or you joined a fetish website, or and you created some social media presence. I don't know. We have to get into it because I forgot to bring it up right on that podcast. And I'm like, let's just do a second episode and talk about that, because pantyhose is a very hot topic. I always get people emailing me from those episodes. And I want to hear all about how your wife became sort of a big presence, right? Like, she's got like thousands of followers and stuff on this website that you guys created for her, right? I mean, explain that.
Yeah, well, she's got, so we were on Tumblr, which is social media platform, you know, Tumblr. So we were on there and we were really pretty casual about it, laid back. And I can kind of go way back into,
we will, you know, eventually,
how I got into the pantyhose thing. It's been a thing for me always, but it's also been a thing for me to show her off in pantyhose. And so like when she was younger, she used to wear, you know, like when Ally McBeal was on TV, she would wear really short skirts to work and pantyhose or thigh highs. And I loved that stuff. But maybe a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago, I started a Tumblr dedicated to pictures of her in her pantyhose. Mm-hmm. And it was really for myself, because I wanted to show her off.
Right. But there's something about you, because listen, you're a swinger. And if people want to hear all about like what you and your wife do, they could listen to your first episode and I'll have that number in the description and everything. But you do like, and you know, to see your wife like fuck other people and stuff. So it's probably like a part of that whole thing, right? Like having your girl sort of desired by somebody else is like a turn on for you.
Yeah, I think it is. And mm-hmm. I think like this, you know, long before we had ever experienced anything as far as a threesome goes or with another couple, or, you know, as I said before, we're really more of an open relationship, open to new experiences. That's kind of our situation. Before any of that happened, I really did like to show her off. Like, like I loved when she went to work, I was always pushing her to wear shorter skirts and thigh highs with them. And she worked at that time, and she wouldn't do that now. She's moved way beyond that in her profession. She couldn't do that now. But then she worked in an office with all guys. She was the only girl. It was kind of a laid back atmosphere. And yeah, there, she would, you know, to oblige me mostly, she would wear like these really short mini skirts and thigh highs. And I just loved the fact that I knew it was driving these guys nuts. You know, she was in her 20s then, and she looks great now still.
Yeah.
But she looked great. She looked great then. And I loved that aspect of her showing herself off. And she wasn't you know, she wasn't, you know, like, I hate to use this word, it's an awful word, but she wasn't and isn't a slutty person. She doesn't dress that way normally. She was more conservative, especially back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember how she was in the beginning.
Right.
But she wouldn't even get blowjobs.
Right. No, she didn't. Yeah. Not, she does now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I loved that, you know, I could get her to wear a short skirt and show off her legs. And I always thought she looked great in pantyhose. And a lot of the episodes that I've heard you talk about pantyhose, the ones I've heard anyway, I'm sure there's ones they haven't. The guys are talking about how they like to wear pantyhose.
Yeah.
And this is a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. I'm into women wearing pantyhose and seeing women wearing pantyhose and seeing women in short skirts with pantyhose and getting a glimpse of like the lace on the top of a thigh high or the control top of pantyhose, that part you're not supposed to see, that really turns me on. And I love for my wife to do that short right. slit up skirt. And it's like that thing you're not supposed to be able to see. And it's a huge turn on, not just to be able to see that for me, but when other men can see that on my wife, it's wicked hot to me.
Right. Is it a tactile yeah. thing for you too? Do you like the feel of it? Because I hear that a lot from a lot of the pantyhose guys.
Yes, I do. I right. love the feel of it. I love it. Like during sex, it's great. If she's got thigh highs on or if she's got pantyhose on, they're just pulled down enough that I can get in there. Yeah, I really love that. But it's not just that. It's the visual is more than that, probably. And for years, I was scouring the web looking for pantyhose pictures when I was looking at porn on the web. That was one of the things and the biggest thing that I wanted to see. But like a lot of it's a big part of, there's all different categories, but pantyhose, thighs, yeah. it's a big thing on the web.
Yeah.
It's got its own presence, but a lot of it didn't work for me. It wasn't what I wanted. It was like, it seemed like they were models and it was overproduced and they were pictures taken in a studio somewhere and it seemed fake. And that didn't turn me off.
Right. You wanted amateur. You like yes. amateur porn. You wanted like the real deal.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I wanted, and not even porn, but just like real women in pantyhose in real situations, just
right.
at home or at the office or in the mall or on the street where their legs are crossed and you can see way up, or, you know, their shoes are off and you can see their, it's just, there's something about it. It's almost like pantyhose are an extension of underwear. And it seems like it's something, it looks shimmery and girly and silky. And at the same time, if you see a little bit too much of it, it's like you're seeing something you shouldn't. And so there's a turn on there.
Right.
So it's out there. Most of what's out there is, you know, if you searched pornography pantyhose, you get women fucking in pantyhose in a porn. That's not what I wanted.
Right.
And I knew, like on the sites that I went to, I could tell the stuff I liked was the most popular stuff. It was the stuff people that like pantyhose like.
Yeah.
I knew. And I was learning over 10 or 15 years, just being a consumer of it, what seemed to work. So when I started to take pictures of my wife, I knew I was getting those pictures. I was getting the stuff that I liked, that I was looking for on the internet of my wife.
And then you figured other people will like it too, right? Like it's got to be.
Yeah. Right. And that would be a turn on for me if, you know, I could put it out there. And there was.
Yeah, that's win-win for you.
Win-win. Yeah. And back way, in, you know, I don't know how long ago, but there was this site where it was really rudimentary. And basically, the only thing the website did is categorized pictures. There was no fluff to it at all.
Right.
You submitted your pictures and they stuck it in a category, or you labeled it the category. And that's when, if it was a nurse picture, you put it in nurses and it went in there. And if it was a 18-year-old girl picture, you put it in that category. When it was Asian, it goes in that category.
Yeah.
It goes in that category. And that was like the way this whole website, it was just submitted pictures. That was it. And I was submitting pictures to her back then. And her pictures always got like reposted by other people. And I was like, I knew I was onto something.
Right.
So eventually I started this Tumblr and started putting her pictures up. And Tumblr, you can't see how many followers other people have. You only know how many you have.
Oh, okay. But, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like on Facebook, you can see if somebody's got, you know, 2000 friends, you see they have 2000 friends. On Instagram, if they've got 5,000 followers, you see that on Tumblr. You don't know. But Tumblr, if you put a picture up, other people can reuse your picture without copying it and then putting it on theirs. Uh-huh. They can just reuse it, and Tumblr tells you whenever that happens and keeps track of it.
Oh, interesting. So you could see how many people are like into your picture and then sharing it with others.
Right.
And then let me ask you this. Say I take your picture off. You see that I clicked on it, right? You see me, I count as one, right? If I then send it to 10 people, do you get those 10 other people or no? Like, do you see those too?
It's like Instagram and Facebook. It's like the like button. It records the like button and it records it on your picture continually, no matter how many people share it. So if I put it on my Tumblr and I get 100 likes, that's 100. But if 100 other people share it on their Tumblr, they count those 100 shares, but then they count all the likes they get.
So you do get those other 10, right? You do get.
I get them all.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. So you could really see, you could really track it.
Yeah, exactly. It just accumulates. So you could put a picture up there and you may only have 1,000 followers, but it might eventually get 3,000 hits on it, which are either shares or likes.
Yeah.
So I kind of got off on this thing where, you know, some of her pictures, there's really getting, and I'd get a lot of messages on them and people saying how much they liked them and just a lot of reshares. And that was cool for me. That was a turn on. I liked it. So.
And your wife, what about your wife? Like, I'm assuming, because I know your relationship, you guys are very open with each other and cool and like, you know, on the same page. So I know she was on board with this and wanted this, but was it a turn on for her or was she doing it for you?
She was doing it for me. She was totally aware of it.
Okay.
And a willing participant, but no, it doesn't really turn her on.
Right.
She didn't get off on it at all.
But she didn't mind. She's the model, right?
She's the model, mm-hmm. right? And even at first, I didn't show her face.
Yeah.
Because
oh,
was,
you do,
you know,
now?
Career. I do now.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Go a little slower. Okay. So you get all these likes, right? Like, let me ask you this. When you first started putting this stuff up, you're on Tumblr, right? Does your stuff sort of hit immediately, or did it just take a little while and then you started to see it like grow and grow? Like, what was the, how did it progress?
You know, I guess I don't remember the numbers because, you know, like when you're first starting out, in anything, you have zero followers and zero likes on anything.
Yeah.
And if you get a few hundred, that seems awesome. Well, then once you're getting 1,000 to 2,000, that number wouldn't seem like much, but it doesn't matter because at the beginning, I was getting numbers that seemed impressive to me, whatever they were.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's like my podcast. I've done that with my podcast. So you're just like so excited for the little stuff you get in the beginning, right?
Right. And so I'd put these pictures out there and whatever I got at the time, I was like, wow, I was right. I'm onto something. This works.
Yeah.
These pictures are good. And at first, like I've taken pictures of her for a long time, since before cell phone cameras. I'm like our 35 millimeter camera before digital cameras even, and kept them. And so I have this, you know, I have a vault on my phone like everybody else, you know, I enter in the code to get to it, you know, like the calculator code, like a secret vault. And I've got this vault of pictures of her that I've taken over the years. And so when I first went on Tumblr, it was like these pictures that I had taken over the course of maybe 8 years.
Yeah.
Well, then I used them all up pretty quickly. The ones I have were all up there and liked, and I needed new material. So that's when we started, more so than ever before, she would actively pose for me. She would put on pantyhose just for the purpose of, whereas before she was dressed nice, she had pantyhose on, her thigh highs, maybe she was dressed for the bedroom and like a sexy dress that she wouldn't really wear in public, but she would wear it for me. I'd snap a picture and I'd keep it. Well, once we started doing this thing and I needed new material, she does not enjoy modeling. She does not like being in front of the camera.
Yeah.
She doesn't like being the center of attention. But again, she was a willing participant. So we started, we'd take an hour and a half or whatever and do a bunch of pictures. And
quick question. Does this Tumblr still exist?
The Tumblr does still exist.
Do you want to give people the name?
I don't.
Okay. I understand.
I'm not going to give out that in the Tumblr, we don't even use anymore. We've moved on to a different social. Well, we've moved on to Instagram. Honestly, and we'll get into this later, I think.
Yeah.
When their algorithm is working for me, and it doesn't always, and I'll explain why, she gets so many new followers so quickly, it's ridiculous.
Right.
When it's not working, it just doesn't happen very fast. Giving it out, I'm sure I would get a boost.
Yeah.
She doesn't need that. She's getting plenty.
Enough, right.
As
okay.
It is, and that would just make it more likely that we would get exposed, and we really don't want to.
Yeah, I get it. Uh-huh. Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yeah. So anyways, so the Tumblr still exists. But what happened is, so the Tumblr was successful, and maybe we'll talk more about that. October of this past year, 2018, Tumblr changed their rules suddenly, and they no longer allowed adult content. They basically decided, Apple actually dumped them from their platform, from their app store, because of child pornography.
Oh, so, gosh.
Yeah. So because the fucking assholes that put pictures of kids up. I mean, yeah. So Tumblr decided they're basically going to go to the Facebook/Instagram model of no nipples, no butts, you know, no close-ups of butts, no really pretty strict rules as far as nudity goes and exposing nudity and adult content. Well, I believe 75% of Tumblr's traffic was people looking at pornography.
Right.
And I was one of them. You know, I was looking at Pantyhose pictures on Tumblr. That was where I found the best source of Pantyhose pictures was, the kind that I wanted to see.
Right.
So they changed their rules. They announced it ahead of time. And around that same time, I guess I kind of went out of order here, because putting these pictures up, one of the most popular questions we got was, will you sell your used pantyhose?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, big thing. We got that a lot. And we didn't, because we didn't want to give out our identity. So how do you get paid if you don't give out your identity? And how do you send something through the postal service?
I think
service
you could
you
do that.
Well, you can, but you got to learn how. You got to figure it all out.
I hope you're going to tell me that you have figured it out.
We have. Okay. Yeah. But that was a whole process because... You know, you don't know until you do something. If I take money on PayPal, does the other person get my address? Do they know? Because you got to give PayPal your address.
Right.
And with a P.O. box, you know, how does that work? What can be traced? What can't be traced? It's just you have to learn the whole process. So we had so many requests through Tumblr.
To buy them.
For people to buy, that we decided at some point, this will be fun. It'll be interesting. Not because we needed the money, because we don't. And not because that was a turn on for my wife, because it's not. But just because
there was a demand.
It's interesting. It's an interesting new thing to
do. I want to know what those numbers are, like how much you could make.
So well, and so did I. So kind of trying to figure it out. And so whenever somebody would really engage her, like you can direct message on Tumblr, like other apps. And she was always great about whatever they said, fine. They want to send dick pics, she'll say thank you. It's not turning her on to see somebody's dick, but she's not going to block them because of it. That turns them on to show their dick, so what?
Yeah.
Or if they say something crude or crass, well, obviously they're using these pictures as a form of pornography. If they want to say something crude because that's their thing, so what? So she would just be like, good for you, or thank you, or... And if they asked, is it okay that I said that? She always say whatever you want. You know, she never cared. And guys really liked that. So then once they would kind of start to engage with her and ask about buying pantyhose, we would kind of start to feel them out a little bit. You know, she would be like, well, what if I said $50 a pair? and they'd be like, I'll take three. And so you're like, hilarious. Wow, okay. See, so there you go. You're trying, you know, you kind of start to establish, okay, well, we could charge this much. And these are pantyhose that are done. There's a run in them. They're never getting worn again. They're getting thrown out. Whatever we paid for them, it doesn't matter. They're garbage now.
Yeah, but for them, it's like them buying a sex toy, right? It's like right? That's what it's like.
Yeah.
They're going to jerk off to
this. So for like a year, we kind of went back and forth about, okay, how do we get set up? What are we going to do? Are we going to do it? We decided to do it. We figured out the PayPal. We figured out the P.O. box. We bought, you know, stuff to wrap them in, envelopes to mail them in, stationery for her to write a note on.
Yeah.
We came up with a name for her, which we didn't have. Because we knew that would help people to identify with her. And it did. That helped a lot. So we kind of did all that. We got all ready. And that's like when we were finally just ready to say we will sell, that's when Tumblr changed their rules.
Oh, God. Real quick, though, at that point when you left Tumblr and they sort of changed the rules and you were, you know, getting all these hits, what was your numbers then? Like, what were your numbers at that point?
So she had 7,000 followers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And of the 7,000, a lot were, like, you could tell they were pretty engaged followers.
Right.
A lot of comments, a lot of messages, a lot of shares. They weren't just, you know, people that had clicked on it and forgotten about it. It was an active fan base. And this is built up only over a couple of years.
Right.
And with nothing else, with no.
Right. No advertising, no trying.
We'd go a month or two at a time without posting a picture. It was just really rudimentary. It was really just happened on its own really easily.
Well, it was because you were putting, I think you were smart. You saw that there was like this space open, right, that wasn't filled, and you knew that it would, like, if nowadays what the internet really shows you is, like, if you like it, other people do, right? We always used to think we were so unique or the only one, right? Now we realize, like, no, if there's you, there's like many people, right? So you realize the stuff that you like isn't fucking out there, so why don't you create it, and then all the people that are into that too will find it. So there's probably other people looking for that too, and you created that. So you were right.
I was right. And it is out there. It does exist. And I don't know why there's not more of it, because you can see that where it exists, it's really popular.
Right.
There's a girl on Instagram. She's beautiful. She's young.
Yeah.
And whoever her photographer is doing a great job. I don't know how long she's been on Instagram, but she's a pantyhose model. Basically, she doesn't show herself naked ever. It's always in clothes. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even show her butt in pantyhose. She's very conservative about what she shows. She has over 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
For That's a non-celebrity major. Who is not doing pornography. She's not on. There are other platforms that you can go to that would help to promote the whole thing. She's on some. She's got a website where she sells like a cookbook or something. But this girl has over 500,000 followers, and she's not alone.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Yeah. So we saw that and we knew that, and Instagram was really where it was at.
Yeah.
Except we're on Instagram. We have our own accounts on Instagram, and everybody we know does. And so we were afraid to go on Instagram because she's going to get found out. Right.
Yeah.
And on Tumblr, we felt pretty safe. Fake name.
At that point of Tumblr, were you putting her face up too? Because I know that you said in the beginning you didn't. So you did start to put her face up, and you were totally cool with, like, and felt like no one's ever going to see her.
Right.
That's a little ballsy.
And we weren't doing, there's no nudity either.
Right. So you didn't care.
If somebody did see it, it's not like she would lose her job. She might lose some credibility. I mean, she's the boss.
Yeah.
So she could lose some credibility. But she's
the boss.
She's not naked.
Yeah.
It's something that she enjoys. I enjoy. We're doing it together. It's not hurting anybody. We could survive friends, family, coworkers finding out, but we don't want that to happen.
Okay. So you switched to Instagram, or this, you were thinking about, I mean, you were saying, like, you guys had it, but you were a little nervous at first.
Yeah, but so we were real nervous about it, but we decided, we lost the audience on Tumblr entirely.
Yeah.
It's not 100%, but we went from, like, overnight, and literally overnight, one day everything is great, the next day we're going from getting a couple thousand shares in a picture to a couple hundred.
Wow, like, that's a big difference.
People just left in droves. They just left Tumblr. And you can still put the content up. We could still put the same stuff up we did before. They're really weird with their algorithm. It blocks stuff that they shouldn't block. So some of our pictures will get blocked that shouldn't, and you got to go through a review process. It just became like we were all ready to start selling, and the whole thing collapsed.
Right.
So we decided we would give it a try on Instagram, and we would... So I set it up so that I didn't use my phone number to not connect it to my account, but I set it up through my device, not hers, so that her device is not connected to her account, because they connect shit through devices. You know, it's owned by Facebook, and they connect everything. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So if you have anybody with any type of Google account, you can get a phone number. You get phone calls, you get emails, you get texts, whatever you want, through your phone number. So we set up a Google Voice phone number, used that for our account, which, and this is only interesting, I guess, to people that want to set up some type of account like this to make money, but it doesn't really work. People still find you. We got found out eventually, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah,
too.
I like those stories. I've gone far.
Yeah. So we started the Instagram account. We used the same name. So we promoted it on Tumblr, so that our Tumblr people could jump over with us. And so, like I said, that was October of this year that Tumblr changed the rules, last year rather. December, we started on Instagram. So December 2018, we start. Zero followers, zero anything.
So you're talking new 4 name. Months ago.
Yep.
Okay.
And so at the same time, we put the account up. We put up an Amazon wish list, which you can make a wish list on Amazon and not reveal your identity or your address. People can buy stuff from it and send it to you as a gift.
Yeah.
If you're careful, anyways, and you only select things that Amazon sells, not other sellers. So we went for it kind of all at once. We decided, okay, we're going to give this a try. We started the account. We said we would sell pantyhose. We started an email with her name on it. So people could email for information about that. And we put the wish list up, and we started putting basically the same pictures up from Tumblr, kind of reusing those pictures.
Yeah.
So.
And how great, because you had so many pictures on Tumblr that you could start posting now on Instagram, right? Because you're going to get all new people seeing stuff, and they didn't see your old content, right? So you could like repost, right? You didn't have to do all new stuff.
Yes. Right. So I was able to use those old pictures. So maybe we did up the quality a little bit, and we got more conservative with what she was willing to show.
Right.
On Instagram, because they'll dump you. In fact, eventually they probably will dump us. But if they think at all it's adult in nature, they just dump you. It happens all the time to people that aren't breaking their rules, but it is adult in nature. And so they just dump them. So we couldn't use all our pictures, and some of them weren't the level of quality that I wanted for Instagram, because I got better at this. So maybe I had 40 pictures, 50 pictures from Tumblr to use that were good, solid pictures that worked. And so I decided, okay, we're going to post a picture a day, and we're going to see what happens, where it goes.
Yeah.
So we can cover all the details that happened in between December and now, but we're at 10,000 followers now.
And without doing anything except just posting one picture a day. You didn't like pay for any, like you didn't do anything to optimize or any of that shit, right?
Nope. We didn't pay for anything. But so we could be much higher, but because I'm not using my phone number, because I'm using that Google account, Google Voice phone number, Instagram knows something's wrong. Their system realizes that I'm on this device associated with a different phone number going from one account to another.
Interesting, really?
So what happens is for about 3 weeks, you post a picture. So if I post a picture of her, I want to hashtag all the subjects that people that are into that stuff are going to be able to find her picture.
Yeah.
So I know the word pantyhose in like 8 languages.
that's smart, right?
Those countries are on Instagram.
Yeah.
Those countries have Instagram. In Polish, it's, rzeczpy. And so I know I want that word on there. And if you just add fetish to the end of the word pantyhose, tights, hosiery, any number of words that are associated with pantyhose, that's a big hit too. So I use all these hashtags, and you can use up to 30. Yeah. So I usually do 29 on every post. And these hashtags, people find you. Not only do people find you, but Instagram uses those hashtags to decide who they're going to suggest you to.
Right.
So when you're on Instagram, they'll suggest you might like this person, and you assume the normal consumer, it's through your address book on your phone, whose phone numbers you have, or who else you're friends with. And that's true.
Or what you're looking at, I would think, too.
Or the other thing, right. That's the other big thing, is what you're looking at. So for about a week, maybe 8 days, Instagram will be really good about, they know all these hashtags that we post under, and so they recommend us to people that follow those. Mm-hmm. So during that week to 8 days that we get of everything working, we gain 2,500 new followers per week. But then what will happen is I'll get a message from Instagram. I can't get into the account unless I enter my phone number. And then they text me a code to get back in. So they'll say, confirm your phone number, which they already have in the system. And I confirm it. They send me a text. I put the text in. I'm back in, but the hashtags don't work for 3 weeks. So like if I hashtag one of those pictures, pantyhose, if you click on that, if you click on pantyhose, her picture doesn't show up.
Oh, weird.
For about 2 to 3 weeks.
But this cycles all the time, the same thing?
Yeah. So then all of a sudden, after about 2 to 3 weeks, the gears are grinding behind the scenes. I post a picture every day. I put all the hashtags on every day, every picture, and it doesn't work. But then all of a sudden it starts to work, and I can tell immediately when it does.
Because you get more followers.
We start getting 20 to 30 followers per hour.
Right.
New followers.
Interesting.
And it'll work for a week. And then I'll get that message from Instagram asking me to confirm my number, and it'll stop again.
Let me ask you this. Why don't you just get a new number in your name and everything, like a regular number, you know, with a phone?
Well, if I was running it as a business, Kathy,
you would,
if I really
right.
wanted to, and we can get into all the ways that you can make money off of this. Because for somebody that wants to, you can make, nobody's going to make a great living doing this, but you could make a living. For sure.
Some people do make great living out of it, too.
Yes.
I mean, the top people,
yes.
for sure.
The top people do.
Right. But what you're saying, I think, is that you could make an okay living. Wait, but aren't you saying you can make an okay living? You could make an okay living by not really doing that much.
By not doing that much, you can make an okay living.
You have to do more than we're doing, though. Right. But for a lazy person, that's not a bad thing. Do you know what I mean?
As long as you're willing, you have to be willing to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
If you're not, you can't. You can't make a living.
Yeah.
In order for me to do that, I would have to have a separate device just for Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So I would have to have a smartphone or a tablet to use just for Instagram with a phone number associated with it. Otherwise, or I would have to
shut down my regular. Oh, God, in 2 years, I think you're just going to do that. I just hope you do, too. I think you're why not? I mean, that's not really that hard.
Because she doesn't want to be exposed.
Oh, right. Because of the name, right.
Yeah. There's no reason. This is a fun hobby for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all it is.
But let me ask you this. How do you think that you will be exposed?
Well, we already were. So, and I don't know how. I don't know how it happened, but somebody came up to me about 2 weeks ago, drunk, a little bit drunk, drunk enough that she said something, and she probably wouldn't have ever said anything to me if she was sober. And she made a comment about it. She knew it was there, and she had been following it for like 3 weeks.
Okay, but why don't you know how that happened? That girl or that girl's guy is into fucking pantyhose.
Somebody was Googling that because that's what they're into. Somebody else sent her a message about it and said, hey, don't you know these guys? And she said, yeah. And she said, well, look at what's on Instagram. So I don't know how that other person found out.
Because a lot of people like that stuff.
Well, yeah, right.
I mean, is her face in it?
Yes.
I mean, listen, you sound like a very intelligent person. All these things that you're talking about, like, I mean, this is where you lose me. And I'm like, oh, did your just smarts go out the window? Your fucking face is in there. It's a small world. You know these things. You know that gym douche guy that I had on my podcast? One of his friends called him up and like, yeah. I heard you on the fucking podcast. He's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? He's like, I know that's you. I know your voice. I know, like, this has to be you. And it turned out that his friend, like, pegged him and he doesn't have his name on there. It's a small world. A lot of people are into fucking pantyhose. pantyhose. You put her face on there. It's bound to come back to you. So it like,
yeah,
that's where
really
I don't understand.
Quick. It was really quick. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And, I mean, come on.
Well, so you can have an open account or a private account, and we wanted to get followers. So we had an open account.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Well, we made it private since then. And during, so it's a private account. You can't see it unless you follow it. So I thought, well, that's going to kill us.
Yeah.
But the week, we've had a week where their algorithm worked to recommend us. We got as many followers as when we were public. Just as many.
Right. And you just accepted them. So
7 days, we had 2,700 followers while it worked.
But let me ask you this. What's the difference then of being open and public? So you accept all the followers. If I want to infiltrate you, if I'm your neighbor and I'm like, I think they're up to fucking something, I'll just go to try and follow you. You probably accept everyone, right?
Well, no, not anymore. Okay. So what I did, and I should have done this when I first went to Instagram, and so this is good evidence that I'm not as intelligent as you just suggested I might be.
I question your brain.
Yeah, this is where I screwed up. So I didn't want to make it private because I wanted to get some followers, and I figured a new account, we got to be public for a little while.
For sure.
So I was public. But here's the mistake. And as soon as this girl asked me about it, like an hour later, I was like, oh, you idiot. The next day, I went on Instagram. I blocked every single person that I could find on Instagram. Everybody that follows me, everybody I follow, everybody that follows her, everybody she follows, people that follow our friends. I just sat at my computer blocking people.
Okay, but why? How did the person find? Like, what did you do?
There's like 1,000 people now that are blocked from that account.
All right, but what did you do that was wrong? Yeah, but it's so weird.
I should have done that from the beginning.
No, you should have put your wife's fucking face in the pictures. Easy.
But I could have done that right from the beginning.
No, but we don't understand. This is like backwards thinking. Like, all you have to do is not put your wife's face in there. Then you could have it public. Open. Okay, you don't have to waste your time blocking people, and nobody will know who the fuck it is.
But the face is the key.
Do you think?
Here's why. For people that are willing to spend $100 on a pair of used pantyhose, they want to feel like they know you.
Okay, well, why don't you say that you get the picture? Why don't they get that pic when they purchase? And then, you know, your neighbor's probably not going to purchase just to find out if it's you. They're never going to know.
Because they're not going to purchase unless they feel like they know you. They want to see you. They want to fall in love with you. They want to feel like you're a normal person. They want to feel like you're just a woman who likes to wear pantyhose. And that's the only thing they want to find in the whole world. Is just a real person.
Let me ask you this. I know she's almost 50. Let me ask you this. Did you find that your sort of likes and your followers and everything like increased like to on a major level when you started putting her face out there? Is that when people started to request buying stuff, or did that stuff happen before her face was on?
Well, it was definitely after her face was on.
Okay.
Yeah. That definitely made a big difference. And you can see, you can tell with the other followers on Instagram, there's plenty of pantyhose Instagram posters that don't show their face. The ones that show their face are way more popular. They do way better.
Okay.
Yeah, because they want to connect. They want to feel like they know you. I did too. I get it. I wanted to feel like it was a picture of a real person, not a staged picture.
Right.
And that comes, you don't know what that comes from when you're looking at pictures. You don't know all the details. You don't know all the reasons why. You just know it when you see it.
Okay.
And so I've kind of learned all the details, and one of them is her face. They love her. They think she's beautiful. They think she's awesome. They think she's real. And I can't tell you how many messages I get. She probably has a person a day either comment on one of her pictures or send her a message saying, "You are the most beautiful woman on Instagram," which is ridiculous. This is the part that now she's come to kind of like, because at nearly 50 years old, having men say this every day is nice. It's flattering.
Right.
It's not, she doesn't measure herself based on it.
No, of course.
Feel like, yeah, but it still feels good.
And, listen, whenever you put something out there and people like it, like, I don't know what you want to call them, quote unquote fans. I call them listeners of my podcast. Like when people write into me and they love my show or they want, you know, like I love those. Like it's so, it feels so great to sort of, like I said, put something out there and have people respond favorably and like it, you know, and whether it's your body or your podcast or whatever, you know what I mean? Like I get it. It's always flattering and fulfilling to have that positive feedback.
It is. It's affirming.
Yeah, and, for sure.
And it's affirming to me too, because I'm taking the pictures. I always think about this line. There's a Modest Mouse song and there's a lyric in the song. He says it twice. He says, "I consider this my only art and it's fucking people over." This is my only art. This is what I can do. I can take pictures of a girl in pantyhose and make people fall in love with her and feel like it's real. And I know how to stage it. I know where to put her. I know how to have her dress, how to have her cross her legs, where to have her look, how to have her smile. I got it figured out. I got the formula figured out. And right now I'm actually, I'm taking pictures of other people, other models now.
Oh my God. That's what I was going to tell you before. Why don't you just hire another person, put their face on and take your wife out of the picture so you could just like take it to the next level.
We're working on that.
There you go.
Yeah, I actually have somebody come. Yeah. I have somebody coming to do that soon. I've got several people lined up. I've just started that process of getting models lined up and finding the right people and people that are willing to have their picture out there. And yeah, I'm going to start. I just need to build up a portfolio first. I can't.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about all this shit. You could get that other, you know, phone with a phone number, attach it, and it takes,
you could be public,
and you could really take it to the next level. I just want to know how much you can actually make when you do take it to the next level. How much do you make now?
It's not a ton, but she gets a lot of gifts off her Amazon wish list.
Like what? I never understood that gift shit. Like, what will people buy her?
So the average person sends 3 gifts. Some send more. We've never had anybody send only one. Her Amazon wish list has stuff on there from $4.99 up to like a $280 purse. The average gift giver spends about $100. They buy 3 things. They usually
I'm going to start an Amazon wish list.
They usually buy 1 expensive pair of pantyhose.
Okay.
Which most of the expensive pantyhose on there are Wolfords. They're the kind that
I know those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So usually she gets, believe it or not, most gift givers, they send 1 pair of Wolfords and then 2 other things. Sometimes it'll be 1 other thing. Sometimes it'll be 3 other things. But it seems like everybody sends either a pair of Wolford pantyhose or a thigh highs. So, which is interesting. And she's gotten a lot of, she has sheer bras on there.
Uh-huh.
And we'll send them a picture of whatever they buy her.
Yeah, of course.
Her in it. And her sheer bras on Instagram is the big hit, because it's like pantyhose for the boobs, right?
Oh yeah, I had a bra guy on
they love that.
Yeah,
so on Instagram you can't really show much. They think they're going to see more in the pictures that they get. They really don't, but they don't care. Nobody complains. So she's got about 12 sheer bras because they just keep sending them in different colors.
That's awesome.
she probably gets a gift every 2 or 3 weeks right now. And again, this is with this algorithm. If the algorithm worked the whole time, if I was using my phone number and she was using hers and it didn't matter, she would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40,000 followers.
And that's in like 3 months.
Right. And within a couple of years, it would be, I can see.
You'd be like 250 like that other girl, like that other model, 250, right?
I see
right?
other people do it. I see them go to, I've watched them because I've been following these models on Instagram for years.
Yeah.
And I see them go to 100, 150,000 in no time.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you guys would be.
And selling pantyhose and underwear, that's not the real way to make money. The real way to make money is to have an account where people have to pay a subscription to see more.
Yes. That's what I was going to say before too. Like you could just set it up where they get to see your wife.
Oh, yeah.
If you take her face out of there now, because, you know, I think to do that for my show, eventually I'm going to come out of the closet. I'm hiding. Nobody knows. People are dying to know what I look like, who I really am, because I use a fake name on my show. You know, so I'm like, I've always like, it's on my list to do is like set up a thing, a pay for service, and let people, if you want to know and get more like and see me, like, here you go. That kind of thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's several places you can do that.
Yeah.
OnlyFans is one. Patreon is a great one.
Patreon.
Yeah, they seem to really have their stuff together, and they don't take a ton of, the model gets to keep a lot of the money. But yeah, there are pantyhose models, because they speak to us, they talk to us, they'll message us, we'll message them, we'll share each other's accounts to promote them a little bit. And there are girls on Patreon that, you know, they just show pantyhose like my wife does on Instagram, but then on Patreon, they, you know, instead of posting a picture a day, they maybe post that picture plus one more every day. And then maybe they'll have four or five tiers of membership.
Yeah.
And one tier, you know, one tier, you might get a video once a month. And another, you'll get the picture every day, a video once a month, plus a pair of pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
And they maybe have four or five tiers. And you can see they'll have, some of them have, at their top tier, they might have 12, 15, 20 people that are paying $50 a month.
Yeah.
And then maybe they have 500 people at their lowest tier, which is $5.
$5. Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't
exactly.
take a genius. Patreon's only taking a certain percentage. It doesn't take a math whiz to figure out these girls are doing damn good.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's so great. That's why I want you. I'm so glad, because at first I was thinking, oh, you might be like a problem haver. Like, you don't want a solution to these problems. Because to me, it's like easy to, you know, that's the wife's face and being figured out, you know, like that. So you could figure that, like, you could solve that problem. And because I was thinking, find a girl to do it, someone other than, but you guys are already on it. And I like, because I really want, I think this podcast is so interesting, not even just for like, because anyone could sort of use this model and what you did for anything that they're kind of into, right? Like, right? Yes. It just goes to show that if, like, you know, you're into something and you're looking for it, right? Or, you know, when you sort of put a little work into it and do it, like, you could, these are the kind of things you could do nowadays with the internet, right? And you guys are making some money. You're getting she's getting the Amazon gifts, right? How many panties, how many pantyhose have you sold?
It's been maybe a dozen customers, maybe not quite that many.
Right. Okay.
And they can buy one pair of pantyhose or more, and then she'll throw in a thong.
Right.
And they want all kinds of stuff. They want you to play in them.
Yeah.
They want you to sex in them. They want you to pee in them. They want you to wear them for 4 days. She won't do any of that.
Yeah.
She'll wear them for a day and she'll send them.
Right. That's you guys aren't like X-rated. You're like,
right. Yeah. And she's not into that.
You're R-rated. Yeah. Right.
She's not into any of that weird stuff. She wears them. Like, there's no fake stuff. She'll message them. We're honest about what we do and what we are.
Yeah.
I think people can read through fake. So she'll tell them, you want a pair of pantyhose, you tell me the color, I will wear them for you.
Right.
To wear. So it's not like we have a bunch of pantyhose in a bag somewhere and we just send them to somebody if they buy them. They make a request, she'll wear them all day for them. As soon as she gets home, she puts them in a bag, they're going to be theirs. And once she wears everything they bought, we package it up and we send it off with a
little. Too bad we can't promote the shit out of it, because I know that there's guys that are listening that would be dying to, like, sort of sign on and have, you know, do this through. So when you get everything set up and it's like on the down low and like you've taken your name and your wife's face out of it or whatever, you know, you just email me and I'll promote you guys on a podcast. It doesn't even have to be, we don't have to do it, you know, I'll just promote it on one of the episodes so people could find this place. Cause I think, like, this is like what you were looking for, right? You were a guy that was into pantyhose and seeing women, like, and you couldn't find it. There's probably a lot of guys that are listening that are going to be Googling and find this podcast, and they're going to want to find your, I think if you do a little bit, if you're smart, they could probably find your wife's Instagram somehow. Right.
There's a lot on Instagram. You're so making me want to give out the name. You really are.
Well, you don't have to. You could do it when you're comfortable, and I will. You know, when you take you take it. Because let me tell you, I just told you that my friend's friend called him up and heard his show and knew it was him. And I don't give out names or anything. You know, I didn't change his name, but it's a small world. So
he's a particular douchey guy too. I think if I knew him and I heard him, I would know it was
him. It's like Andrew Dice Clay talks like him. I mean, there's not many people that talk like that. And his friend, like, who lives far away, was like, I heard you on the podcast. He's like, and so he, like, conferences the guy in, and the guy doesn't, he's like, send me a picture of her, because no one knows who I am, you know, and he's a fan of my show. So now he's like hit the jackpot because his friend is friends with me. It was just such a weird thing, but that's the shit that goes down. So I really feel like if you say,
wait, are Are you talking about the douchey guy that had the girl come?
Yes, to, that guy.
To
yeah,
go to the,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Set him,
yeah. He's such a fucking asshole.
I hope he's listening right now. He's a jerk.
Yeah. He doesn't listen because he's just too involved in himself. But he don't really even think he listened to his own. But yeah, we did one where him and his girlfriend had a threesome in Vegas. And that's what his friend listened, but without knowing it was him and not knowing. But so I believe that I don't think you should give out the name if you really don't want somebody in your town or someone that to know.
People are going to know, Kathy. We know that it's just a matter of time. People are going to find out, but we don't want to encourage that. We don't want to make that happen faster than it has. So like I said, somebody already found out just recently, and and she's not somebody that's going to tell anybody else.
That's cool,
right? She wants me to shoot her. She's like, I want you.
Really?
Her biggest gripe was, she's like, I can't believe she has more followers than I do.
So see, that's how she found you, because she was into it and that was like her
somebody
thing.
Somebody else told her. No, somebody else tipped her off.
Yeah, but they must have been into hoes.
Maybe, I don't know. It also could have been Instagram's algorithm screwing me over, but it doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. It got me two different people that want to pose for me because her friend does too. So it's got me two different young, very attractive models who are excited to pose in pantyhose and will take the pressure off my wife, which my wife doesn't mind it.
Yeah.
She's not a natural model. She doesn't like to pose really.
Right.
She likes to wear pantyhose. She's fine with that. And she likes the attention it gets her. And it does get attention. Like even in a normal environment, if we go out somewhere where there's a lot of people, you know, streets of the city, downtown, if we're in, Manhattan or DC or something like that, or heads turn. You can watch them turn, and a woman in a short skirt and pantyhose.
Right, for sure.
It does. It's not even pantyhose fetish people, obviously, because it's too many people looking. People look. People are. Maybe some people are looking going, wow, pantyhose went out of style in 1989. What are you doing? But I don't think so.
There's a lot of people into fucking pantyhose. I see the stats on my podcast because I could see how many people download my episodes, even the ones that I posted 2 years ago that are into pantyhose. And when Craigslist used to have ads, that's where I used to find people to call in when my podcast first started to, air. Like I didn't have people writing in to be on my show. I had to go find people. And I went on to Craigslist, and that's where I would search ads and I would send them an email. And I just remember all I would see, foot fetish and pantyhose fetish were there was more ads for those two fetishes than any other fetish out there.
They're huge. Foot fetish is the other thing. If somebody wanted to do just a foot thing and sell their dirty socks, they can make a fortune.
Yeah. And I was even thinking for your pantyhose thing, because a lot of women do it. If there's any guys that are listening, probably there's a space out there for a guy to come in and do the same thing that you're doing with your wife, but to have a guy in pantyhose, because I'm sure that's a thing too. Don't you think?
There's a lot of that out there. They don't do nearly as well. That's not the passionate fan base, because those people that are into that, they can wear them themselves and get that thrill.
Love that. That's mostly what I got. That, and eventually it sort of morphs into that. I've had some guys that weren't into wearing them at first, but later on they got into it. Do you think yours would ever sort of morph into that, or is yours just strictly to see it on women?
Yeah, I've worn them for Halloween and stuff, and it doesn't do anything for me to wear them. To have a woman wear them. And I love, I'm super attracted to my wife since the day I met her, probably more now. And so I love when she's in pantyhose, but other women too. I look for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you know, not only do I look, I can touch too. But a woman in pantyhose, a woman that I wouldn't normally be attracted to, and I can't tell you why. I don't know why, but it'll turn my head. It'll get my attention. I could definitely end up in bed with somebody just because they had pantyhose on when I otherwise wouldn't.
Right.
Which is really weird, but it's a thing. It's been a thing since I was young, and I don't know why.
It's a common thing.
Yeah, I can't explain it. I'm not bashful or shy about telling people that. All my friends know that I'm into.
Yeah, because why would you have to? I don't think it's I think it's an easy thing to sort of, as far as fetishes go, I don't think it's going to, be a deal breaker for anyone if you're dating them to tell them, or your friends.
No, you're right. But they think it's weird, though. People that aren't into it, they're like, wait, what? You're into, like, pantyhose? Like, old women wear? Like that?
Right.
Like,
right.
And they're like, yeah, you're fucking with it. And everybody is cool about it. They're like, yeah, whatever. Turns you on. It's fine. But that's weird.
But I'm telling you, 50% of those people is secretly into it, too. And they're just playing with your fucking jerking your chain when they say that. I'm lying.
Maybe.
Yes, please. I have guys call in and tell me they like, and they have to change their voice because they don't want anyone to know. People keep a lot of stuff under wraps. I mean, my show is here to tell you that. Okay. So,
well, wearing them, I could see why you would want to keep that a secret. I mean, I could care if that turns somebody on. Good for them. I'm proud of them and happy for them if they figured out that that turns them on. But other people would think it's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's weird. It's just not my thing. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but it's not my thing.
Right.
So it's different for me, but boy, am I into girls wearing them. And yeah, there's a lot of really passionate people there. There is one guy who messages every day and he jerks off in the morning and in the bathroom at work and at night to my wife.
Right.
And he has since the beginning of Tumblr, and he sends her a message every day, and he sends pictures of his cum. And he tells her how much he loves her and how beautiful she is, and how now he can't get off to anybody else but her. And it's really, it's weird and sweet all at the same time.
Yeah, that's probably a guy who has, like, I would love him to get him on my show. That's probably like a guy who can't have, like, relationships in real life, or maybe he's married and not happy, and he's got like a like, this relationship with your wife is probably fulfills him on some level.
I think he's single, actually, and I don't think he's got a lot of money, because he really wants to buy a pair of pantyhose, but he keeps saying he's got to get the money together, and like one pair is not that expensive. And,
yeah,
and it's not, to me, I think it's not. It's easy for me to say.
Yeah.
You know, far be it for me to, if that's a lot of money to him, then that's a lot of money to
him.
He's saving his pennies for that. Good for him. But he hasn't done it yet. And there, I think there's a lot of people like that. Like, they're pretty nerdy guys that live alone, but there's a lot of guys too that they obviously have a lot of money. They don't think anything of sending her $200 worth of gifts or buying $200 worth of pantyhose and thongs. They don't think twice about it.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a repeat customer yet, but every single person that's bought has said they're going to buy again.
Right. And that they will.
That they will. Yeah. And I get the first guy that bought, I get messages from him regularly. He tells her how he's still happy with him and he still gets him out. He still loves him. And she thinks it's a little weird. She's not judging him or them in any way. That's a little weird to her because she doesn't have that fetish or that thing. And she's a little embarrassed by the fact that they're that into her. And but at the same time, it's flattering that they want to smell her. And when they get the pantyhose, that's what they want. They want her scent. And again, she's not doing all the other stuff that they want her, that some guys want her to do. She's not peeing in them or playing in them or anything. She just wears them to work for one day and puts them in a bag and sends them off. And we don't feel like it's that weird. We feel like we're fulfilling somebody's needs and desires, and it's empowering for my wife, and it's a fun little hobby. And she gets great gifts regularly, which is really cool. She has no need to buy pantyhose ever again.
Yeah, and she's getting good. She's getting good pantyhose.
Yeah, and we got our PayPal account that we use for this has got like $400 sitting in it right now that we haven't even spent yet.
Right.
That, you know, we got to figure out if we want to just take it out and go out with it one night, or if we actually want to just keep spending it on pantyhose and stuff.
Let me ask you this, because we're going to wrap it up, but can you give, I don't want to push you to give the Instagram, because I don't want to like out you, because what happens is, like, I know that you said that you don't mind people seeing that your wife's face on Instagram and finding out that you guys do this. But what would happen on my show is they would find out this, and then they'd listen to your first episode, and then they'd be like, oh, not only are these guys into taking pictures in pantyhose, they're also have an open relationship, she's fucking his best friend, like, you know what I mean, like, maybe you don't want it to go that far.
Exactly.
Right. I don't want to push you into I don't want that to happen to you, but can you give out the Amazon wish list, or is it connected to the
it's connected.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to help you out, maybe see.
Thank you, I appreciate that. No, but for guys that are really into pantyhose pictures, they should go to Instagram. They should get an account. And
wait, can we do a contest? Can we just do a contest on this podcast? Can we do a contest? You're going to, but it's like you're the one going to have to give the prize. I mean, I'll give a book, a free book to someone, but I think what they're going to want is like your wife to wear pantyhose and give it to them. But I would love to do a contest for the first person, and tell me if you're into this, that could find your who you guys are on Instagram and send you a DM. I heard you on the Strictly Anonymous podcast, and you'll send them a fucking pair of pantyhose. Can we do that and see if anyone finds out?
Sure, I'm into it.
Okay, is that fun? I think it's kind of fun. Let's see who's smart enough. I'm going to try. I'm like a detective online. If it's me, I won't get the pantyhose.
We'll send them one. And there are guys that if they were listed, I don't know if I said specific price points. I was going to try to avoid that because that would
I don't think you did. No, you didn't.
I'm going to try not to, but it's...
Okay, so listen. This is the deal, listeners. If you can find, with all the information... He gave a lot of information on this podcast. If you really have some time and you have a brain like mine, like I should have worked for the CIA. I'm like a detective, right? Like I could figure shit out. So like, I don't know. I want to see if there's anybody out there that could use the information that you spoke on here and find you guys on Instagram. What you do is get him to, you know, follow them and then send him a DM and say that you heard him on the Strictly Anonymous podcast. And then he will send you a pair of his wife's pantyhose, right?
The first person, yes.
The first
maybe
person.
There will be more than one.
Yeah, we don't know.
Only the first guy that figures it out, yes, he will get a pair of her pantyhose, and she will send him a personalized note.
Yeah.
She will wear them. She'll wear them to work for him. In fact, she will even take a selfie of her legs the day she wears them and send them to him.
Yeah, for the smartest Strictly Anonymous podcast listener.
The best detective.
Go at it. I can't wait.
Guys that are into pantyhose, like that's where they should go. Like Instagram is the place. Like I didn't realize that. It took me a while to figure that out. And Instagram, you can see who you follow.
Right.
Like, and so people, there's guys that don't want to be found out. So they're afraid to follow these other accounts. It's really easy to have a second account. A lot of the guys that follow her, clearly it's not their main account on Instagram.
Of course.
They're only following pants. They just have a second account. And if they have Google, they have a Google Mail, or I think Yahoo is owned by Google now. If they have anything, they can get a Google account, they can get a separate phone number, and it does keep it separate from your account. And they can just open up Pantyhose Fetish Instagram, and then they can follow all kinds of, and it's not pornography. You're not going to see anybody naked on Instagram. They don't allow it. But there's really great models putting out some good work for pantyhose guys.
I would say, should they Google? Like, what hashtag should they? But then I'm going to make it easy for people to find you, because then you'd give out the ones you use and then people will use that to find you. I don't want to give out any more clues.
Well, they're all the same. It really wouldn't. There's hundreds of models on Instagram. And there's two categories like this, feet and pantyhose. They're
right.
The two.
Yeah.
So any of the typical pantyhose, any words that you would use, pantyhose, nylon, hosiery, tights, because if you're England, they're tights.
Hint, he uses different languages. I'm sorry, I had to give them that.
Collant is French, Strumpfhose is German, Regstaffi, Kaglotti is Russian.
And remember, he said put fetish at the end of any of them. Don't forget.
Or not, either with or without. It's everybody's using the same hashtags that's in the nylon fetish community. It's all the same. And Tumblr's still a good place, but not nearly as good.
No way. I want them to find you on Instagram. I got to wrap this up because I have a 5 o'clock call and I have like 10 minutes to go pee and like be done. But anyway, listen, thank you so much for calling. This was so fascinating, I think, on so many different levels. I love to me, it's so interesting how you turn this sort of your own interest into like kind of like a little business. Like you said, you haven't even tried and you're making some cash. Imagine when you really try how much you can make. I can't wait for you to move to that level. And I want an update story on that. I want to see who finds you guys on Instagram first. I want that person on my podcast so we could exchange detective tips. And but keep me posted on what's going on with you guys. And when you do like sort of take her off and put the other guys on and to take it to when you have like 150,000 followers, keep me posted. But thanks for calling in. This was like really interesting.
Okay. It was great to talk to you again, Kathy.
Awesome,
thank you.
Jeff. Thanks. Good luck with everything. Yep. Bye.
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 Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.